Chapter 1. Valentine Valley, Colorado was decorated for Christmas. Twinkling lights lining 19th century brick or clapboard buildings, wreaths hung on shop doors, greenery wrapped around every old-fashioned lamppost. The sight used to fill Kate Finelli with happiness whenever she came home for the holidays. But now, as she drove down Main Street the day before Thanksgiving, the decorations only reminded her of her big Italian family and how she was going to break the news to them. Humiliation and anger crawled inside her like snakes, but once again she forced them down. She had to stay in control, and she'd been reminding herself of that all through the nearly 2-hour drive from Vale. She'd soon be seeing her 13-year-old son, Ethan. Her embarrassment would only confuse and worry him. But the closer she got to her parents' house, the more dread built up inside her, making it difficult to swallow past the constriction in her throat. She found herself taking a turn she hadn't meant to, the Range Rover sliding a bit on the snow. Like a coward, she was circling back, away from her family, trying to find the words that would reveal enough to satisfy them, but not so much that her standing with her law firm would be jeopardized. And then she saw Tony's Tavern, a squat, plain building close to Highway 82, neon signs blinking in the windows. 3 pickup trucks were parked outside, but then it was only late afternoon. She felt drawn to it by a compulsion she didn't want to acknowledge. Deliberately keeping her mind blank, she got out of her Range Rover and walked up to the door with determined steps, packed snow crunching under her boots, her breath a mist in front of her. She opened the door, and the warm air surged out at her, smelling of beer and French fries. Sports Center was on several flat-screen TVs between mounted animal heads. 2 middle-aged men, looking remarkably alike in matching Carhartt jackets and cowboy hats, turned their heads the same way to glance at her. And then they each did a double take. She might have overdressed a bit today in her "I'm a professional lawyer" double-breasted wool coat and leather boots, trying to give herself confidence when she faced her family. And then the bartender looked up at her. Tony DeLuca, owner of the tavern, her ex-husband. His brown hair always looked like it needed to be trimmed, and there was a hint of lines fanning out from the corners of his brown eyes, but then he was 33, like she was. Yet, 33 looked good on him. He wore a black buttoned-down shirt, probably over jeans, although she couldn't see behind the bar. His shoulders were as broad as ever on his tall, lanky body. He'd always been an athlete, and she had a sudden memory of playing the trombone in the marching band and meeting his laughing eyes when he took off his football helmet after a big win. Back then, there'd been a spark of happiness and desire and endless possibilities. From childhood, they'd been attached, knowing what each other had been thinking, sharing the same emotions, the same bond. Tony had never been one to hide his feelings or play it cool. But all that was gone, had been gone through the 9 years since their divorce. Even the sad ache of regret and bewilderment she used to feel had faded into the past. Now, he was just her son's father, and since he was great at that, he had her gratitude. He had Ethan through the school week, when he could be more of a full-time parent, and she had Ethan most vacations and every weekend when Tony always had to work. She thought it gave Ethan full-time parents for the whole week. By the lowering of Tony's brows, Kate could tell that her appearance was unexpected. It wasn't the weekend. She'd totally forgotten that she'd told Tony last week that she was just going to stay in Vail and prepare for an important court date over the holiday. She gave a half-hearted smile as she approached the end of the bar. "Hi, Tony." He nodded, Kate. His deep voice had once made her shiver all over. Now, all she heard was the wariness, and it made her even sadder on this sad day.